The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, tomorrow, Joe Biden will become the President of the United States of America in an inauguration ceremony in front of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. But that city is a city on edge today, following the riots of January the 6th that saw Donald Trump supporters storm the Senate and the House of Representatives in what has been characterized as an insurrection and which resulted in the deaths of five people. Thousands of National Guard troops now stand watch in the city, with warnings of potential attacks by fringe right-wing groups around tomorrow's ceremony. Reporter Hannah McCarthy is in Washington, D.C., and she sent us this report from a city wondering just what tomorrow may bring.
That's the sound of construction worker George preparing boarding to put up on a shopfront near the White House. This has been happening all around downtown Washington ahead of the presidential inauguration for Joe Biden tomorrow. The city is on edge following the 6th of January.
And all of a sudden, John, we're told there's not only a lockdown inside the U.S. Capitol, but all these senators, including the vice president of the United States, has been they've been evacuated out of safety concerns.
On what has been called a coup, an insurrection, or a Stop the Steal march, depending on who you talk to. Whatever we're calling it, a mob of angry Trump supporters stormed Capitol Hill in an effort to prevent members of Congress certifying the results of the U.S. election held in November. Since then, the security measures that have been put in place have made it difficult for locals like air-conditioned repairman Greg Reihart to get around D.C.
Trying to work in D.C. the last couple weeks has been a big inconvenience. They have shut everything down, and it's kind of hard to earn a living like this, but we understand everybody's trying to be safe.
D.C. local Jake Stewart, who used to work in the Senate, described how shocked he was to see the hordes of angry Trump supporters gain access to Congress on the 6th of January.
It very much surprised me. So I used to be a congressional staffer myself. I worked for a senator for 2 years, from 2016 to 2018. And I used to walk into that building every day. It has very strict security procedures. Even as a staffer, I would have to go through a metal detector every day that I worked there. And they are very strict about security. So to see people just not only break in, but continue to walk in and go through the Capitol hallways, it was like I was watching this movie, almost having this like out-of-body experience. Also, you know, add in the fact that it was just a mile away from my house. I can literally see the Capitol from the middle of my street. And so knowing that this was happening pretty much in my backyard, too, was just hard to believe.
And are you nervous about the inauguration? Do you think that that's going to go through peacefully, or do you think there will be disturbances?
I think after January 6th, it is so hard to predict what's going to happen. But I do know that a lot of people in D.C., myself included, are on edge. You know, we know that the Capitol itself is heavily guarded with troops right now, but the rest of the city's not. So if there is going to be some sort of attempt to, you know, invade the Capitol like last time and they're unable to, our question is, where else are they going to go? Are they going to march through the neighborhoods of DC still set on violence? And so a lot of people that I know are preparing for this. If you walk through the streets right now, flags, whether they're Biden flags, Black Lives Matter flags, LGBT flags have been taken down. My neighbors took theirs down actually immediately following the January 6th events. And in an effort to protect ourselves, we don't want to become targets of these people who have proven to be very violent.
An estimated 15,000 members of the National Guard have been arriving in D.C. by bus all week, and those deployed have been guarding the roads surrounding the Washington Mall 24 hours a day. News Talk spoke briefly with three members of the National Guard about being in D.C. this week.
We are PA National Guard, and being down here is actually colder than PA right now.
Have you been out all night?
We did night shift, and we got switched to day shift, so it's like it's kind of like the same weather.
And have you been to D.C. before?
Besides the visit, I came down on a school trip when I was a kid, but that's about it.
And have you ever been deployed to something like this?
We go to missions all the time, but it just depends on where we're needed. We're lucky to be here and happy to be here to help support any federal or government agencies.
Getting used to the sound of sirens and military vehicles over the past few weeks has been strange for Donna Gilhooly. The Waterford native has lived in DC since 2006 and owns Exile's Irish Bar here.
It's been a very interesting time here for the last 2 weeks in DC. It's just a sense of unease, I think, that most people are facing is in an already very tough environment. It's pretty bad. Getting used to the sound of military helicopters and sirens going by every day is becoming normal, which is kind of scary.
The restaurant industry in particular is already in shambles with all the COVID restrictions, and but just watching all the stuff that unfolded in the Capitol last Wednesday was just very sad for American politics, really, and just to break down a civil obedience in general. Became an American last November, so it's been an interesting time to be able to claim to be an American. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I think the lack of leadership at the top has been pretty bad here, and sort of looking forward to a new administration coming in and providing a bit more cohesive leadership and sort of trying to unite the nation going forward against the pandemic and trying to bring everybody together a bit more.
When I arrive at Black Lives Matter Plaza in DC, just near the White House, Michael Jackson's songs are blaring as a man paints Black Lives Matter in giant yellow letters across the road. The plaza and a wall full of posters were created by volunteers following public outrage over the murder of George Floyd by a police officer last May. News Talk spoke with Nadine Seiler, who was one of the original organizers of the plaza.
We are protecting the Black Lives Matter memorial fence. We have been here since October 27, occupying the space 24/7, and usually we are very close to the fence that Trump erected to stifle Black Lives Matter protests. But because of the insurgency here in the United States, they pushed us out farther, so we're here at the perimeter.
And what have the police been like in terms of your protest?
The fence has been vandalized four times, like on a mass scale, four times. The first time they allowed it to happen. The second time they allowed it to happen. The third time they allowed it to happen. The fourth time they stepped in. And after that, they came again, and they've been coming continuously, but the police have been actively protecting the fence. They have a Mack truck at one end, and they have police presence at the other end, so nobody can get
Trump
in.
Trump supporters keep coming and vandalizing.
Keep coming to vandalize it. They vandalized it in mass on October 26th, tore down the entire fence, minus three pieces. So the police have been actively protecting the fence. Mm-hmm.
And what's DC been like for the last week?
Oh, I feel like if I'm living in Baghdad. It is surreal to live in America and be like if you're living in Afghanistan or Baghdad or Sudan or Ethiopia. You keep walking through and thinking, how is this even possible in the United States in 2021? You feel like if you're living in a movie. That's how everybody who I talk to, that's how they feel, like we're living in a movie.
And are you nervous about the inauguration? Do you think there's enough security, or are you unsure what's going to happen?
I had a dream last night. They came in like large numbers and overwhelmed us. So even though I come, I am not allowing the fear to paralyze me. I know that I have a fear that they will do something, and it may not be the mass scale that they intended, but there is a fear that they will be successful in starting mayhem enough to not have Biden and Harris celebrate their win and mar the entire 4 years of Biden's presidency.
And do you think things are going to change under Biden and Harris?
I think initially when Biden became president, I was not, because he was in the Senate with them for 26 years. He prided himself on being good friends with Mitch McConnell. He didn't understand a lot about Black people, but now with all of this stuff happening, especially with the Capitol being stormed and the response that was given by the police versus Black Lives Matter, I think he is getting it. I think he is understanding the disparate treatment. And I feel that somewhere along the line with him vocalizing the differences in how we are treated, I think that now I am confident that there will be some kind of change. I don't know how much, but I feel better about the destruction and the mayhem moving him a little forward, understanding how we live in this country.
Craig Ryhart, who we spoke with at the beginning of this report, is confident that DC will go back to normal once President-elect Biden is in office. But the younger Jake Stewart is less confident of quick return to normality after 4 years of President Trump.
After Biden's installed in office, everything will go back to normal, I hope.
And are you looking forward to a Biden presidency?
Not particularly, no ma'am, but I'm looking forward to being able to provide for my family without having to jump through hoops.
I think it is going to be a while before we see DC return back to normal, even under a Biden presidency, not just DC, but all over the country. You know, we saw in Michigan the attempt to kidnap the governor too, and that was months ago. And now we're just kind of seeing this happen again. So I think this is going to be a recurring issue. And I think that, you know, President-elect Biden has quite the issue on his hands of trying to deal with this just very extreme right-wing populist group.
With many of those who stormed the Capitol now facing prosecution and thousands of National Guard deployed around Congress, there's unlikely to be a repeat performance of the 6th at the inauguration tomorrow. But Washington is uneasy. Many people, like Nadine and Jake, are unsure of what will happen tomorrow, but pray that the security forces can contain any unrest. But many are wondering if the military presence around the city will become the new normal. And others are questioning whether the violent mob that we saw on the 6th of January is the end of a dark period or the beginning of one for the United States of America.
And that report from Washington, D.C., from Hannah McCarthy.